They depended on the accuracy of the telling. They didn't want exaggeration. If half of your society is illiterate, how do you learn? You learn from the people who can read and who can tell the story, and it better be accurate. So the oral traditions of Jesus were passed for almost 50 years before Matthew writes his gospel. He must have written a new version of the gospel story because Mark's telling was no longer adequate. By now, the Christians were beginning to realize that more was going on, and they needed more because there was a new church emerging, and they needed a new gospel. You see, by building on Mark's gospel, you could use it as the layer, and almost 80% of Mark's gospel is embedded in Matthew. But there's a whole other source used called Q, and we'll talk about that. But the main thing that was happening, and we'll keep kind of going to this, is a new world is developing. Think about those early people in Judah and Israel with Jesus. What was their occupation, everybody? They were shepherds. They were farmers. Were they sophisticated people? Not so much. And yet by the time the gospel reaches a city like Antioch, it's a very different population. It's urban, educated. That's the world that the gospel had to penetrate every bit as much as it did that other world. So this oral tradition that went on had to be more than just a biographical story of Jesus. It had to serve as witness to the whole.